Okay. All right, then go ahead and be that way. Damn. Yeah.
Pookie's being a bad girl.
Yeah, she's fucking jumping up on me and biting me and fucking trying to... She wants me to wrestle.
Well, yeah, she trying wants to play.
Now she, look at her. She rolled on her back. Trying to tell me to come down
look
here and wrestle with her.
Look how cute I am.
Come down here and wrestle. Come I can't down. Wrestle. See, look at her. Fuck. I can't wrestle, Pookie. She's calling me down.
She's back there like...
Yeah, trying to calm me down. Come on, let's go.
She was trying to eat my lipstick this morning. Because one thing she likes to do is she likes to, when I'm sitting in front of my makeup mirror, put my makeup on in the morning, she likes to park herself right in front of the makeup mirror and just sit there and be like, pet me, please. And she sits there like a little loaf. And then she tries to eat every single, like, brush, every single... This morning, she actually stole my lipstick for a little while. She took it. She got it in her mouth and then, like, she jumped off the bathroom counter. But then she dropped it, and then she was like, nah, fuck it. Too much trouble.
Yeah, okay. Gonna have an announcement. Our friend Sophie, good friend of mine, and she's been over here once, huh? She still wants to... She wants to come back and visit again and go on the show as a guest.
Yeah.
But they're fucking with... Her family's fucking with her about flying during the pandemic and all that shit. Anyway, she sent me... She supposedly, this is a bootleg of the whole Mandalorian series on Blu-ray.
But look, it's all like...
I can't tell that that's a bootleg.
Nicely wrapped.
That looks factory. But
look what you can do with technology nowadays.
She said that... She told me it was a bootleg.
Yeah.
Or at least she thought it was a bootleg. That looks factory to me. Look.
It does. Yeah, I saw it. I'm excited about
I'm
excited about it.
I don't know how they did that if that's bootleg.
Ken says, saw episode 100 last night, awesome Shogun Warriors. That's right, like our 100 show, it was like...
Oh, yeah.
Remember back in the old days when we did, like, when we got to our 100th episode, and we're like, we're going to make this an extra long episode, and I think it was like three hours, and now we do like fucking 5 hours.
Get drunk, and it's just 5 hours long. So, right, some of the people who are listening are fucking like long-haul truckers and shit, so, you know, they're like fucking listening to the whole show and everything, just, you know... Some people are working when they're listening, so they love it when it goes long.
Yeah.
It makes their work day go by faster.
It's just fun. It's funny to me to think back on it when I was like trying to keep the show under an hour all the time.
Boy, that was
hard.
And
I'm like, how the hell did I even do that? And then sometimes I felt like I didn't have enough material just even for an hour. And it's like now we can do an hour without even like getting to the topic.
Yeah.
Just like farting around and like talking about random bullshit.
Yeah. Says KK will be after you now, Tom. Who's KK? I don't know who KK is.
I don't know. The Klan?
I don't know KK. I know who the KKK is, but I don't know who KK is.
KKK took my baby away. Zach says, literally listening to y'all's show while watering plants at Lowe's.
Okay.
That sounds kind of nice.
What format are you listening on, Zach? You listening on podcast or what? Because we have... a podcast audio only version. We don't know how many people are on it.
Yeah, it's I upload it to like some fucking thing and it supposedly goes to iTunes and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I've been having trouble like the last, I think the same shit happened with the Florida Legends show that the live stream that we did on Saturday. It's like, it seems like the whole video is coming up, but when I try to download the audio, I only get 2 hours.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to wait probably another day for it to like process out.
I heard that on one, one of the reviews for one of the podcast formats that we have, there's some chick jumped on there talking about how evil I was, how I was a fucking retro fucking misogynist, sexist, homophobe, racist because of fucking my lack of social distancing. And Sophie jumped on there and told her to fuck off, as far as I know. But because they talk about us on the podcast reviews, evidently.
Yeah.
Which we're not really aware of. We don't even look at it.
I never even look at that.
We don't even look at that shit, because it's kind of funny. If you got anything to say to us, go on fucking Facebook and say some shit. Not Facebook, but fuck Facebook or fucking YouTube. We'll just block you. I mean,
well, that's what I mean. It's like I said, if somebody makes like a fucked up comment on YouTube, I just delete
just block them. So then, I don't have those kind of feelings. You know, I don't give a shit. I just think it's funny. You know, anything, that's an advertisement to come watch the show.
Well, like I said, I don't really get why people would listen to something and they don't like it and then would spend like a lot of time
complaining
about it.
We got two hate listeners, at least two hate listeners on YouTube. There's always two thumbs down and they happen instantly.
You know what though? He gets kind of like, he's like, what's all with all the thumbs down? Dude, the other day, I was watching a video. This is what happened. I was watching a video of like an adorable cat that looked like a Muppet playing fetch. Yeah. And that had like 52 like thumbs down. And I'm like, really? Who is thumbs downing an adorable cat playing fetch? Come on now.
I'm looking at the on-air sign. It's different this time. It looks good though.
Is it? Well, yeah, I just got pattern. There are like 40 bajillion different effects on here. I have it over here on this other screen.
Yeah.
And you can't really, like, a lot of them are kind of similar because you can't really see the color like on this thing. So if you can see the color, it looks really neat, but you can't really see it as good. And so I'm trying to pick one that's not as bright. This one's called Bouncing Balls for some reason.
Must be a way to have the effect, but then dim it, because if it dims, you can see the color.
You know what's weird is, look, there's a brightness thing over here, but I did that and it didn't do anything.
It didn't do anything? Try it again.
Try it again.
I bet you it did work. All the way down to nothing. Yeah, it doesn't. No, it did. It's just a lag.
It's just lags.
There's a lag. So it works.
Oh, okay.
It works. So
I was too impatient.
You're too impatient the way you are. So that's...
it is. I'm like, you have to do it immediately.
Yeah. That's it right there. Put it on a pretty one. On a colorful
one. Like what? I don't have time for this kind of... I don't have
this part of the show. What are you talking about?
Chase Rainbow?
Yeah. Now.
Ooh.
Now, turn the brightness all the way... Almost all the way down.
So you can see the colors.
Give it a second.
Oh.
Did it go down?
It's kind of cool. Yeah. Have it on too bright, then you can't read the words.
Turn it down some more.
Dude, that's like almost all the way down.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. There we go.
See what I'm talking about?
You actually have to turn the brightness all the way down to actually see the colors.
There you go. See how good that is?
Yeah.
And you see, this is the thing that I try. I'm going to tell the audience this. This regulars in the comment section. I'm a fucking genius. I'm super, super intelligent. And she don't fucking listen to me. I said, turn that shit. Oh, no. Turn it down. It'll be, oh, no.
No, I'm just saying, because I was doing it yesterday and it didn't look like it was doing anything.
Because you're so fucking impatient. Look how beautiful that looks.
Okay.
That's beautiful. Fucking beautiful. And it was my idea. So even more beautiful.
Yeah, but even if it was my idea, you'd say it was your idea.
What are you talking about?
Because that's how you do.
Okay, whatever.
He steals my jokes. He does all kinds of stuff. All kind of shit like that.
It's called appropriation.
It's appropriation. Joke appropriation.
Appropriation. Yeah. Sometimes. A lot of my shit's original. Most of my shit's original.
Well, I'm just showing you what it's like because you don't ever listen to me ever.
Look how beautiful. Look at on the screen. Look how beautiful those colors are. Thank you. Does that look great, guys? That looks really good.
Well, yeah. Now we
it's
can.
It's funny because it's barely lighting up. When you look at it in person,
that's called Chase Rainbow.
When you look at it in person, it looks like it's
super
dead.
Dark.
Yeah, it looks super dark.
That's really
funny. Let's see what everybody's talking about. Let's see what everybody's talking about. KK's Kathleen Kennedy. Yeah, fuck Kathleen Kennedy. They're going to kick her ass out. And fuck Disney. Disney ran itself into the ground. They wouldn't fucking listen. They just wouldn't listen. Okay. We know all kinds of people that work at Disney, and Disney's an evil empire.
In the future, people will argue about whether or not Tom actually existed. Just like the skunk ape.
Yeah.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah, I am looking forward to...
Mandalorian.
I am looking forward to this Mandalorian series.
Yeah, because that seems to have gotten like pretty much universal acclaim.
Yeah. I was telling Sophie about the original Star Trek series, and she was like real skeptical. I don't know if I like... I don't know.
So old.
I don't know. That's just shit.
She's much older than we are.
Yeah. And I said, it's got a lot of the same writers that the Twilight Zone had. And she goes, oh, I love that series. The original Twilight Zone. I'm like, yeah.
Who doesn't love the Twilight
Now she's hooked on that shit. She goes, this shit is really good. She's like on episode 7.
It's like, see, we told you.
Yeah, told you. There's a reason why the original Star Trek is a thing. That why it's a cultural.
It's still like
it's culturally
favorite.
Relevant. Even to this day, you go watch the original Star Trek and you get blown away. It is theatrical, but that's the way television and movies were in the 60s. It's just, everything was a... It was a fucking show. Putting on a show. You know?
We're putting on a show,
putting
everybody.
On a show. Which I like that. I like that style. Okay. So what are we talking about today? What are we doing?
I am talking about the movie that I watched last night on Tubi. Like I said, I'm watching all the new horror movies on Tubi. Checking them out. This was actually a pretty good one. I was like pleasantly surprised. Because the thing about it is that, so the title of it is MOM, Mothers of Monsters, which is kind of a dumb title. But this is apparently the first, the debut, directorial debut of a director named Tushia or Tushia Lyman. Now, this is a psychological horror film, and it's found footage, kind of. But it's done in a sort of, it's not necessarily found footage as in, hey, we found some footage, but in a way that this is someone that's recording shit, like, for posterity. So it's all coming from, you know, security cameras and, you know, home, you know, cameras that she installs in the home and stuff like that, so she can, like, have proof of her assertions. So the premise of the movie is you have this woman named Abby. She's 42. And she is a single mom, and she has a son named Jacob, who is 16. And she suspects that Jacob might be a psychopath, and that he's going, and that he's, like, planning to do something like shoot up his school or do something like that. And so as the story goes on, it's mostly just the two of them. There are, like, some other characters. Ed Asner has a cameo, actually.
Yeah, I didn't even know that dude's still alive.
Yeah, I didn't either, actually. Yeah.
He looked like he was kind of still alive in the movie. I was like, is that Ed Asner?
I was like, yeah. Yeah.
You're like, damn.
Yeah. Damn. He's old as shit.
Fuck, yeah.
But he's still kicking, and he's in this movie.
Okay.
He has a cameo. He is like a psychologist or something that she talks to over Skype or Zoom or whatever. And so this is a really intriguing story. So that it's mostly told through her thinking the son is a psychopath, no one really believing her or not believing that it's as bad as she is, you know, making it out to be. So she's decided that she's going to essentially spy on him to kind of prove that she's right about how psychopathic he is. So she kind of installs cameras around the house and various other things. Now, the way that this is set up, it's really intriguing how this is done, because you think that it's kind of all from her point of view. And the son, to be fair, does kind of seem like a dick. Like, he does do stuff that's, like, psychopathic in nature. But the interesting, intriguing thing about the movie is that you're not real sure whether he is an actual psychopath, maybe he's just kind of like just a dick, like a teenager, just a little bit more dickish than usual, or whether she's projecting shit onto him, or maybe she's crazy, because there's a thing like from her past, like her brother kind of went nuts and like shot up a bunch of people when he was 16. So you think, well, maybe she's got mental problems too, and maybe she's projecting that onto the kid. Maybe it's like this crazy like feedback loop where it's like he wouldn't have been a psychopath, but the way she treats him like he's a psychopath, you know, is maybe making him act out in that way, because they do kind of show him acting in a way that's like compassionate or empathetic, you know, but then it's kind of like juxtaposed with like this fucking, you know, him like dropping a brick off a fucking overpass or like killing his pet rats and doing fucked up shit. But then he does like nice shit too, and he acts like kind of nice around his friends and shit. So I like that they kind of played with this ambiguous, is he a psychopath? Is she a psychopath? Are they both psychopaths? Is she just reading into something what she wants to read? Does she hate the kid? And that's what's making him act that way, because he's almost like throwing it back in her face, you know, so you don't really get much of like a resolution about why. But it's like, I thought it was like really, really well done, because the way that, you know, you kind of get this unreliable narrator thing going on with her. And then there's a point, too, where Jacob, who's kind of like he's like real intelligent, you know, he's like real gifted and stuff. And so he kind of like figures out how to like hack into her cameras. And so you're not really sure like who you're seeing, like watching the videos, you know what I mean? Because he's been able to like hack in and like watch kind of her shit and control some of the shit. And then like at the end, it just goes like batshit crazy, like all kinds of terrible stuff.
Now y'all have noticed that I haven't really said much about it. Okay. Usually that means I didn't like it. I didn't really like this movie. It's not a bad movie though. It's a good movie. I didn't like it because it's just not the kind of movie that I like. This is a movie of the genre, Okay, the found footage type genre.
Yeah.
I really don't. Some people really like that. If you like that, then you'd probably like this movie. For me, the movie is dialogue driven. It's not very visual. So I just don't really like that kind of movie. But I'm going to give it credit where credit's due. The acting and story were pretty good.
Yeah, I thought the acting was really good because honestly, you really had to have, the woman that plays Abby, Melinda Page Hamilton, and the kid that plays the son, Bailey Edwards, I think is an actor's name. The two of them had to pretty much carry the whole movie on their shoulders. Pretty much it's all about them. There's other people in the movie too, but not really.
Yeah.
It's the whole heart of the movie is like the relationship between this kind of like really sick relationship between the mother and son and trying to figure out who is the psychopath in the situation or are they both a psychopath? And it's just, I just thought it was a really interesting, I'm not a big fan of found footage either. But in this case, I think it was a good way to tell the story because there was a legit reason for it to be found footage.
This is the best way to tell the story on film.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I think this movie would be, or this story would be much better live on stage. This would make a good play.
Yeah, it probably would, actually.
Yeah, with good scene settings and shit like that. If you did the blocking right, probably be a badass play.
Yeah, because it's a character study largely. Yeah,
right. But, for film, you can make a low-budget movie that's entertaining and that a lot of people would see if it's on film. So that's why they went this way. You could do it live on stage. It'd probably be a better experience to see it live. But not as many people would see it. Even people don't go to the theater too much anymore. Not the general audience. That's a specialized thing. So I just understand it for what it is. Me, personally, when it comes to movies, I like shit that's real visual. A bunch of stunts. Explosions. Yeah, shit like that. Or real intense colors, like fucking Italian, old Italian movies, the way they look, I like a lot more of a visual thing. This movie's not very visual. It looks like it was filmed with just like a, on laptops.
It's found footage.
So
yeah,
looks
that's
like it was filmed on camera, phones and laptops and shit, But that's the genre.
Yeah. I said, I'm not a huge fan, and I don't like to say, I don't like this genre of movie, because you can always do something good with whatever genre that you're working in. So I don't want to say categorically that I don't like found footage, but I don't usually seek it out.
Yeah, it's kind of played out.
Well, it's played out because it's easy to do.
Yeah.
But two, I think the problem with, a lot of found footage movies, kind of like, especially kind of just like throwaway, low budget kind of ones, is that you're kind of taken out of the realism of it because there's, why would you film that type of thing?
Yeah.
But I think this one used that really well because there was a reason. This woman was like, look, I'm not crazy. My son is a psychopath and I'm going to film him, because she'd set up secret cameras all over just to catch his behavior because no one was really believing her. So, and she wanted to upload it to help out other mothers. That's why it's called Mothers of Monsters. It's like, let's look for patterns. How do we know if our kids are bad? So she was gonna compile all of this and kind of put it all together and show it to other people and being like, see, I'm not like, he is a psychopath. So there was actually a reason for her to be filming it. It wasn't just kind of like, hey, there's a murderer coming after, but let me make sure I film that while he's coming to get me, which I do feel like a lot of found footage has that kind of shit.
For me, the problem with the found footage is the tone. They're all tonally the same. So they all kind of, for me, they end up kind of feel generic. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They all feel so much alike. It's kind of like, I've seen this movie before already.
And, yeah, because there are so many of them.
That's the problem.
I mean, and it's easy to do. In a way, I think I prefer, if you're going to go in the general found footage area, I think I prefer mockumentaries.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like Troll Hunter or Lake Mungo, which if you guys haven't seen that is an amazing, really, really creepy mockumentary.
Yeah, and the thing with the mockumentary.
Or The Bay, that's also a good one.
The thing with the mockumentary in terms of tonal stuff that you can do with it, there's a lot of opportunity for fucking humor.
Yeah.
In a mockumentary. you know, not only horror but humor simultaneously, because it's kind of like they're making a documentary about fucking a troll hunter, you know, it's just there's some shit like that, you know. Oh,
man, I love
you start
troll
laughing
hunter.
About it, you know,
I love troll of, hunter,
and it's taking itself seriously, you know. But you know that goes all the way back to Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
You know, it goes all the way back to Spinal Tap.
So, yeah. I mean, if I'm going to say, like, found... Like, I've liked some found footage movies, you know, don't get me wrong. And I think this is a good one. This was a good utilization of...
Damn.
The, I know.
Whole house shook.
Florida, y'all. Fuck. Florida afternoons in the summer.
It's coming.
It is, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Apocalyptic.
Talk about thunder.
I know. But, yeah, so, it, you know, if I'm going to look at a found footage movie, if I'm going to watch a found footage movie, usually it's mockumentary. Like I said... If you haven't seen Lake Mungo and you like mockumentaries, then see that. Because that was one of the creepiest ones I've ever seen. And that one was really good because it was played completely straight. And everyone that was in it seemed like a real person. You know what I mean? So you almost kind of had to check. It's like, is this a real documentary? Because it did come across like that. Yeah. And then it was like super, super creepy. Like there was like kind of supernatural shit in it, but... Not to the extent that you didn't believe it. You yeah. know what I'm saying? So I thought that was really well done as well. But, you know, like I said, for a debut feature, for a found footage movie, I think this is really good. If you like psychological horror, if you like stuff like Let's Talk About Kevin, you know, it's that kind of thing. It's not as depressing as that, because that was, like, depressing as shit. This one wasn't that... bad, I mean, in the sense that you wanted to kill yourself after you watched it, but it's along the similar kind of lines of like, you know, my kid is a psychopath and I don't know what to do about it, and then I might also have mental problems too. So I don't know. I thought it was good, and like I said, it's on Tubi for free if you want to watch it.
So it's not like it costs you anything.
Yeah, so you know, and I think it's on Amazon Prime too if you'd rather watch it.
A lot of good shit on Tubi for free.
There really is. Like I said, I've been in there watching all the Riff Track shit.
Riff Tracks,
I watched all the live shows they did with all the shorts.
Yeah.
Because I fucking love those shorts. They find like the fucking craziest shit out there.
Now somebody in the comment section was mentioning that maybe we need to do some shirts with like a Twilight Zone or a Night Gallery theme. That'd be a good.
Ooh, that is a good idea.
That's a good idea. So they were saying like a mismatch between Twilight Zone and fucking Night Gallery.
Oh,
I'm
man,
saying
I
that I'm thinking that if you're gonna do that, do a different shirt for each one. We'll do like a Twilight Zone shirt and then like a Night Gallery shirt.
We could put it 13 o'clock like even in that font, because I think I have that font somewhere.
Right, and then we can give that out as a prize or a, you know, I think that's a copyright strike violation. You can't sell that, but we can give that away.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could do, say, a Twilight Zone shirt that said 13 o'clock in the Twilight Zone font with maybe like a window or something on it. You could do that.
I think I would go for a Twilight Zone shirt and then just have 13 o'clock like on the back like we normally did.
I guess we could do that.
That, because I just think that it looks better if it's fucking... I don't know. We just have to see.
And the thing about... And Night Gallery... I feel like Night Gallery didn't really have a distinctive... I mean, the Twilight Zone had that distinctive lettering and, like, you know, that kind of window motif.
Yeah.
I feel like Night Gallery
didn't
have a real, like, memorable logo.
You'd have to invent one.
You probably would. I used
it would
to love
look
that
cool,
show,
though,
man.
Yeah.
I fucking love Night Gallery. Now, that... I wonder, is that on Tubi? I watched it on Hulu, but that was a long time ago when Hulu still had free shit, which they don't anymore. Now it's all a pay service. But, because I...
Now we have a Canon film one coming, don't we?
Yeah, I made a Canon film.
And what was that other studio that did fucking low-budget cool flicks? Carrillo? Cocorillo? What was that fucking...
What are you talking about?
There was another studio that was kind of... I think it was Cocorillo, I think, or Carrillo Films. It's kind of like that. Maybe I'm thinking of Canon.
I don't know.
It had a logo similar to Canon Films, but they did, like, I think, cheap action flicks. Maybe somebody in the... Maybe I'm wrong. Somebody might know in the comments section.
All I could think of was, like, that C
Carrillo
thing, like that,
something.
Like, ColecoVision or
something
like that.
Something
that was, like a video game or a computer.
Maybe I'm totally tripping.
The Black Door from 2001, a good found footage. I'll have to look that up. I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Yeah, that's it. Carolico. How do you say it?
Corolco.
That's who it was. Was it two L's or one L? What else? I think they did action movies, right? They had a cool logo.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Canon.
Carolco or something.
Carolco. Yeah. Right, yeah.
That sounds kind of familiar.
Yeah. But it had a really cool looking logo.
Well, now I'm going to have to...
That was like some shit that fucking, you know, like... Death Match or Death Sport or some shit like that, you know, fucking... What's his name? Fucking shit.
Jean-Claude Van Damme
movies. Shit, yeah.
Bloodsport, you mean?
Bloodsport, that kind of stuff. Sport. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, wow, Bloodsport was already kind of like a B-grade action movie, and then they made like another knockoff of it called Death Sport.
Death Sport. Shit, they did have a Death Sport.
Blood Spurt.
Death Sport, I think, had David Carradine in it, didn't it?
That bitch was in everything, man.
Yeah. And they were riding around on motorcycles, fucking futuristic motorcycles in the desert. Motorcycles that could fly and shit.
Yeah.
I think it was called Death Sport. It's like a futuristic, post-apocalyptic motorcycle fight to the death.
Force something. Fuck, man. Yeah. What the hell is the name
of it? There were so many bad ones.
That's what I mean. Well, they all had names like that. So it's like I can't really remember what the fuck.
That was some shit back in the 80s we used to just rent from the fucking video.
Well, yeah.
Rent that shit from 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven rented videos.
They did, because we had a 7-Eleven next to my grandma's house, and you went over there, and it had...
fucking got some shit.
And all the tapes were behind the counter,
yeah,
so you couldn't steal them. It just had a little card with the title on it. You had to pull the little card out and take it over there, and they had to give it to you.
Be over at my buddy's house.
In fucking 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Be at my buddy's. He worked at 7-Eleven and lived right behind it when he was a teenager. He used to fucking do all kinds of cool shit. Like, take a case of beer and throw it away, and then after work, we'd go over there and get it out of the dumpster.
See,
we were underage as shit.
We were embryos.
Yeah, and fucking he got caught. He got caught doing that shit. But the manager was only a few years older than us.
Yeah.
All right. And he's like, yeah, I understand, man. But look, you got to pay for that. So then we paid him.
What kind of beer was it? Was it like
it was like fucking Schlitz.
Miller High Life.
Yeah, that was like the worst.
Like that. Here.
Yeah,
we
could steal it and throw it out. All right, but we had to pay for it.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
You know what I'm talking about? That was how we bought the shit under the table.
Please tell me one time you poured beer into some Slurpees.
No, we didn't do that. No, we were doing fucking crazy shit.
You poured vodka in Slurpees before.
We did all kinds of weird shit. Like, we would bribe a bum to go in, all right, and get us some fucking bunch of bottles of Mad Dog 2020 wine and Southern Comfort. And then we would fucking break the bum off. We'd fucking give him some of it.
Well, yeah, you better.
Yeah, we'd fucking hook him up. And that was one of the things we used to do. We had a regular bum that would go fucking...
This is our regular bum.
That was over in Southgate. Yeah.
When the bum wasn't on duty that day, he would get his replacement bum.
That bum was always hanging out in that area. That bum was always hanging out in that area.
Well, because you guys were there giving him like fucking money and booze.
His old wino.
So why go somewhere else? Yeah. He's like, that's, you know, this is where my bread is buttered here.
I don't think it was just us. I think he was doing that for all the fucking kids in the neighborhood. His job was and I guarantee you the liquor store owner knew exactly what was going on. That the bum had a fucking backdoor channel. See, he was the backdoor channel to get the booze out to the fucking underage kids. But we're talking about an era in the fucking mid to late 80s. Nobody gave a shit.
Not really.
The cops didn't really give a shit.
They had bigger problems.
Well, the drinking age had been 18, not too long before that.
And in some states, it was still 18. Yeah.
So a lot of people didn't really go along with this whole had to be 21 to drink thing. That's a new thing, you know? Used to be that you had to be 18 when I was a little kid to buy it.
Yeah.
But even it wasn't even enforced then. You had to be 18, but 16... 17, that was sometimes close enough to 18.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have IDs anyway.
Yeah.
You know? They really didn't have IDs.
Isn't it weird? The first time I went to the UK, and this was in the 90s, they had driver's licenses, but their driver's licenses didn't have pictures on them. And I just thought that was really funny. I'm like, basically just theoretically, you could use anybody's driver's license? And they're like, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Whatever.
He's saying we would buy wine coolers with food stamps. That's what fucking Louis said.
Did you have Thunderbird wine in the U.S.? Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Mad Dog and Thunderbird and Wild Irish Rose. They had that too. had all kind, and it was like, it tasted like Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
It was super, super artificial flavored, but it's all right. You could definitely tell that it was like made for kids, I think, and winos.
Booze for kids.
Booze for kids and winos. And it,
oh, that's a new, yeah. That's another shirt. I'm going to have a shirt with like a baby bottle on it. Yeah. That says booze for kids.
And it claimed to be wine, but it wasn't wine. I don't know what it was. It wasn't wine. It was just probably some kind of malt liquor or yeah. something. Maybe it was wine.
It's just kind of like, you know how really. You know how some bars in Orlando, like they yeah. didn't have a liquor license. Like they could yeah. only sell wine and beer, but then you could sell other types of like liquor, but it wasn't really liquor.
Yeah.
It was like malt liquor, but it's yeah. like made to taste sort of like yeah. it's gin like a, and sort of like.
It was flavorless malt liquor that was flavored.
Yeah.
Like hard liquor.
Like hard liquor, yeah. And flavored. That's how they circumvented yeah, not having a liquor license.
The problem was with it is this is like fucking 4% alcohol. You could drink an entire bottle of that shit and not get fucking drunk.
Which is like, what's the point, really? Yeah. I mean, you might as well just.
That's what put that club under. Yeah. He didn't have a fucking liquor license. He was trying to sell that shit as liquor, and fucking people got sick of that real quick.
I mean,
he didn't deserve that business anyway.
I don't mind it if it was like a dollar.
Yeah.
But I'm not paying like yeah. for a real drink if it's not.
That particular business owner jumped into the fucking club scene thinking that it was the 80s and the game had totally changed.
Yeah.
You have to have hard liquor.
Zach says, I just Googled Wild Irish Rose and found a website called bumwine.com.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking right. And 2020 was Mad Dog.
Yeah.
Mad Dog 2020. We had that too. And
they still sell that, I think.
Yeah. It's shit. And they sell that shit in a plastic bottle. They don't even have it in glass
yeah,
bottles.
Yeah, you just
anymore.
Go there right bottle. On the. If you go in yeah. like some of the sketchier convenience stores, which yeah. we have recently, like, you know, if you need something.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of on the end cap. That's where you go. You get yeah. your 2020. You get your
yeah.
cigarillos or whatever that yeah. you just buy.
Your
like,
your blueberry flavored cigars.
Yeah. Like that you can just buy one at a time. Yeah. Like from the little plastic cup on the counter. That's what you do, man.
Damn.
If you got like some extra money, you can get one of those Rolly hot dogs from yeah. the fucking.
and they sell that shit right next to those little glass tubes with the fucking paper roses in there.
That's right.
They're like, oh well, we don't know what that shit's for.
Yeah, no.
The fucking crack pipe.
Yeah. They're like, no, it has a rose.
It's
in
got a
it.
Rose in it, and it's a fucking crack pipe.
It's not
yeah,
for crack.
That's not for smoking crack.
That's just for some reason I was yeah. just reminded of Dan Bell's show, Another yeah. Dirty Room.
Yeah.
Which. You guys, if you've never seen that, go watch that shit. Because yeah. they stay in, like, the sketchiest hotels, like, around the country.
Yeah.
And a few times I've been watching that and just, like, gagged because it was so fucking gross. But it's, like, pretty much every room that they stay in, they find drug paraphernalia
yeah.
somewhere.
When I was a kid, when we were fucking... when I was a kid and had to fucking hire bums to get alcohol for us. Back in those days.
Back in my day, we had to yeah. hire hobos.
Yeah. A bottle of Mad Dog or Wild Irish Rose was 99 cents.
It probably still it is 99 cents.
And it was like a shaped like a flask, kind of like a big flask, so you could put it in your pocket, in your big loose pants, underneath your damn
your
fucking,
bum pants.
Your bum pants underneath your fucking, so you can conceal it underneath your fucking bum robe or your jacket. Your what do they call that shit? Your trench coat. Yeah. And that shit was like 99 cents. And we'd buy like 10 of them. We'd be like, fuck the slosh them and shit. But you'd have to drink 10 of them to get any effect. They weren't that strong.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't until later we realized that it's better just to fucking buy a fifth of fucking scotch.
Yeah,
or fucking a big
get
old
the
thing.
Good shit.
Get the good
scrape
shit.
Scrape all your money together,
yeah.
man.
Steal
some money from your mom's purse. Go get some good booze.
When you're young, you fucking buy alcohol... based on what it's called, its name, and what color it is. Get that fucking red Mad Dog. It's just strong.
That's gonna fuck us up.
Get that fucking bright green Mad Dog with apple
I wonder,
on it.
Though, sometimes that if you're a kid and you drink, and even though like the alcohol volume is very, very low, like the fact that you think it's going to make you drunk is going to make you act drunker than you
no,
actually
No, it didn't
are.
Work. It didn't work. We'd have to drink several bottles of that before we, because when you're a kid, your metabolism is really fucking good.
Yeah.
It takes, you got a good resistance.
Like little fucking... monkeys.
I had real good fucking resistance. I'd just be, you know, drink a fucking half a fifth of fucking Southern Comfort and still be standing, running around and still be, basically sober. I couldn't do that now. Yeah. I don't know why. I guess your metabolism can run real hard.
Just like everything else, yeah. When you get old, everything starts to suck.
Starts to affect you more or something. But yeah. I could drink a lot of alcohol back then and just remain. You're under the influence, but you don't feel it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not like you're just like, oh, I can't.
Yeah, you have to drink anymore. A lot before you fucking slosh. And, you know what I mean? There was times where, you know, some of that fucking pounding, not knowing how to drink real alcohol, like not knowing how much fucking Southern, you know, or how what was that? That was Chivas Regal we were drinking. Not knowing how much Chivas Regal you can really drink. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not really knowing how strong a drink is. And we were drinking that shit on the rocks and mixing it with Coca-Cola and must have drank fucking half a fifth just in fucking less than an hour. That's a lot of fucking booze.
It is.
Especially for somebody who only weighs about 135 pounds, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden it just hits you like a fucking tidal wave of fuck ass. Just like, boom!
And you're like oh,
and you're running to the window and throwing up outside the window and shit.
Hopefully and no one's walking by outside.
Yeah, and we were all getting sick, you know? All of us. We were about 16.
Well, that's the thing, too, is that I think, too, when you're younger, you drink like a shit ton because it doesn't affect you
right
away.
Right,
but then all of a sudden, wham!
Yeah,
and then you're like, oh no.
And you're a kid, you're drinking to prove something. You don't really realize you don't understand what the dose is. So you're hitting it too hard and too fast, and it just fucking hits you like a fucking landslide. you gotta learn how to slow down. Let the shit fucking creep into your system. You know what I mean? We didn't know that back then.
You gotta learn it through
trial and error. And then you wake up with a fucking bad hangover the next morning, and you're like, oh, fuck. Then your head just going boom, boom,
I'm never
boom.
Doing that again. And then the next weekend, you do the exact
bad
same
shit,
thing.
Bad shit,
man. Because you're a kid.
Bad shit. Well, no, we did it again.
That's what I just said. Yeah, you say you're never going to do it again, and then you do
again.
It again.
We just did it. We just did it more effectively. Yeah, lasted a little bit longer.
Yeah, I mean, just if you're going to pay all that money for booze, you got to like kind of enjoy it, man. I mean, you want to get a buzz, but you don't want to be like so fucked up that you
some
can't,
of that shit
like...
we would steal some of that shit from our parents. From their fucking private stash.
See, you guys were lucky because my parents didn't really drink. Not because they were weird or anything. They just it just wasn't something.
No,
they
rich
did.
Parents. No.
So I didn't really.
When I was in Brazil,
I couldn't steal any booze from my parents.
When I was in Brazil, I went to a really high end private school called Escola Graduada de São Paulo. You can look it up online. That's where like the president of Brazil's kids go, and fucking all the diplomats and. The fucking heads of the Brazilian industry, their kids all go there. Fucking armed guards and fucking huge walls around it. It's like an internal paradise, and it's fucking weird, you know. That's where the Epstein level fucking shit. You know those guys are, but the South American versions. That's why I'm so skeptical, because I know what they're like. Anyway, one of our friends in our little fucking crowd was the son of the ambassador of South Korea. He was one of our buddies, and we would go to his house to go drink. He was the ambassador from South Korea. He in his apartment was an entire floor of one of the skyscrapers in São Paulo. His booze closet was a room the size of this room, and it had
a booze closet.
His booze closet, yeah, because he was throwing
aspirations.
He was throwing diplomatic events in that house.
Yeah.
All right, so it had. Shelves, and it was a whole fucking stock of top of the line booze, and that's where we fucking got our hands on that Chivas Regal.
Lucky.
And then there was another one that he had, it was called Chivas Royale. That shit was even better. I think that was like
Royale with cheese.
It was like Royale, yeah. I think that was like a fucking 50 year scotch or something. Shit was fucking, or maybe 20 years. I don't remember. It's been a long time. And he just had, and we would just go in there and fucking get booze. And it got to be when we were in Brazil, because he had all the really good imported shit. We would just buy it from him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. His name was Mike O. O-H, his last name.
Yeah.
Mike O. We're like, Mike, man, we need this, this, and this. We just need some money. And fucking the next day he'd show up to school. He'd have a whole bunch of it with him. And
shopping in your booze closet.
Yeah, shopping in his dad's booze closet. Well, here's the weird thing, you
I love
know. It. You could take booze to your own high school in Brazil. Because what were they going to do?
Yeah.
The tuition was fucking astronomically expensive, and you're
say,
fucking
rich people get away.
Rich people get away with all kinds of shit. And your dad would be the head of industries and fucking political figures inside
of
Brazil.
Like, my dad can have you killed. Don't
those teachers were terrified of those kids? Terrified of them because they're some of them, their parents were fucking basically brutal dictators from the era of fucking Brazil's military dictatorship era, so they weren't going to say shit to those kids. It'd be like fucking with Saddam Hussein's kids, even though they weren't as bad as Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
Not really, but some of them were. But, yeah.
Chiruka Dog says, I'm 26, but I haven't tasted alcohol. It's not for everybody, and like, you know, different kinds. I didn't really start drinking until a little bit later, too. Because it's just, like I said, I didn't really grow up with it, and it wasn't in my house. So,
yeah,
I don't know. It's still fun, though. I don't really like, now that, you know, I'm almost 50 now, so it's like, I don't really like to drink, like, a shit ton, because then you kind of feel like crap the next day. But like I said, if you take 3 aspirin and water before you go to sleep.
Somebody just mentioned Cisco. I forgot all about fucking Cisco.
See, I don't think I've ever drank that.
Cisco was like Mad Dog, but it came in smaller bottles when it first appeared.
What, do they still have that?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. And it had a higher end advertising campaign, kind of like Cisco was respectable. It wasn't respectable. It was some fucking
bum wine.
It was classy bum wine. Cisco
for slightly classier bums.
Yeah. That shit was fucking.
How
much?
Oh my god! How fucking awesome would it be if their whole advertising campaign was that, like, yeah, classy
bum wine?
That would be hysterical.
And then another one we used to fuck with is all the malt liquors, and they came in huge fucking 40-ounce fucking bottles, and they all had these fucking outrageous fucking names. It was like, you know, for those of you who are not here in the United States, American malt liquor is kind of like a Weizen beer or a German Weizen. It's thicker beer, sweeter, very drinkable, all right, but very unrespected. It's real fucking shitty stuff, okay? Cheap, but effective.
Boone's Farm, yeah.
Yeah, remember Boone's Farm?
I've drunk Boone's Farm, yeah.
And they had fucking, you guys might remember some of them. I think one of them was called, fucking Diamondback was one of them. That was a fucking malt. Diamondback malt liquor. Everything had some kind of animal on it. Like a fucking snake or a fucking
scorpion.
Or a scorpion or some shit like that, you know. Something that was like on purpose, like badass. Boom. We used to like it though. It was fucking tasted good. It tasted good. But if your buddies saw that, they saw you drinking that, like, you're drinking that shit. You know?
Ew.
Yeah.
Get some real booze.
Yeah, they want, no, you get some real beer. You know, then they try to give you Heineken, which is fucking more shit. Heineken sucked too. Piss water. Piss water.
Like I said, I'm not a big fan. I'm more a hard liquor person. I'm not a big fan of beer. Nah. Pretty much the only, like, kind of normal beer that I can actually drink enough of to get buzzed on is fucking, what's that shit called? Yingling.
Yingling, yeah.
Like, that one's pretty
Yingling
much
Yingling is a
all
good right. one. The black and tan's pretty good. I like micro-brewed beers and craft beers, but, you know,
I like coffee beers, yeah. And there's one place we used to go downtown that had, like, a vanilla stout that was, I can't remember what it was called, but it was actually pretty good.
Most of your American big corporate beers are just some kind of lager, and it's fucking cheap piss water. And Americans love it, because that's all they know.
Well, it's just kind of like if you're out working in your yard in the summer and you can drink it and you don't want to get too fucked up.
Yeah.
I guess it's refreshing. I don't know. I was never a big fan.
Yeah. Don't make, for you foreign people, don't make the mistake of thinking that stuff's real American beer. It's not. Real American beer is craft type beers and microbrewery beers. That's real beer. The rest of that shit's just corporate soft drink piss water. Really?
Yeah, I mean, we think of it that way, too. Yeah, and I'm not even a garbage beer snob, because I don't even care.
It's garbage.
But, like, it's just not good.
I want to go ahead and shut this down. We've been on here too long anyway.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Yeah. So, anyway, like I said, if you like found footage movies and psychological horror, this was a good one. It's free on Tubi if you want to watch it. It's also on Amazon Prime.
B got it. It was King Cobra malt liquor. That's right. King Cobra. King Cobra. Yeah, it was fucking funny.
Yeah. So we'll probably do another live stream tomorrow, either another movie review or another sidetrack. So we will talk to you guys again tomorrow. Bye.